Good morning, 8:15, 67 degrees in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's Morning News. I'm Tyler Gunn with Nick Isher, and joining me in the studio this morning is a local family, the Partlier family. I've got Randy, Tracy, Lily, and Evan, and also State Representative Dan Swanson. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me turn all you guys up a little bit more. Well, we're here for a reason, and the reason is that basically we'll start off with some new legislation that recently passed. And, you know, Dan, this was spearheaded by you along with the Parlier family. And so let's get right into it. Basically, talk about the legislation making August Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month.
Sure, and it goes back to several years ago when I first met Tracy and Lily and the whole Parlier family, and they came to me with the problem of children not being identified soon enough with spinal muscular atrophy. So I was able to support legislation, and we were able to pass legislation mandating every child is tested at birth for spinal muscular atrophy through that normal blood test that's administered to every child. Mm-hmm. And that has helped us now to identify babies at an early stage of muscular atrophy. And with that, I've just kind of adopted the Parlier family and my wife and I. And with that, August now, coming up here in a couple days, has always been designated spinal muscular atrophy. Mm-hmm. And because of that, every year I develop a resolution identifying that. And if I may, I'll just go
absolutely,
through this resolution.
Absolutely.
So it starts out with House Resolution 191, offered by Representative Daniel Swanson and State Representative Noreen Hammond. It says, whereas the Illinois House of Representatives wishes to raise awareness surrounding the rare disease of spinal muscular atrophy, and whereas spinal muscular atrophy is a degenerative genetic neurological condition that affects and prevents motor control neurons from sending signals from the central nervous system to the body's muscles, that in turn causes a loss of muscle control and ultimately muscle wasting. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy is a rare genetic neuromuscular disease. And whereas in the United States, an estimated 1 in 11,000 babies are born with spinal muscular atrophy. And whereas there are four types of spinal muscular atrophy, the most severe of which may require a ventilator and feeding tubes. And whereas spinal muscular atrophy affects everyone differently, and symptoms can vary greatly according to the age of onset and the severity of the disease. And whereas those who suffer from spinal muscular atrophy have normally developed brains and are bright, sensitive, and full of life despite their diagnosis. And whereas, unlike many other rare neuromuscular diseases, there is a clear understanding of the specific genetic cause of spinal muscular atrophy. And whereas ongoing research offers the promise that a cure for spinal muscular atrophy may one day be found. And whereas increased awareness of spinal muscular atrophy will lead to a increased knowledge and increased support for both disease research and the families affected by the disease. Therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the 102nd General Assembly of the State of Illinois, that we declare August 2021 as Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month in the State of Illinois. And we encourage continuing research on spinal muscular atrophy and community support for those affected with the disease. Adopted by the House of Representatives on May 6, 2021, signed John Holloman, Clerk of the House, and Emmanuel Chris Welch, Speaker of the House.
Very good. And so August is Spinal Muscular Atrophy Month, and the legislation were the newborn screenings. It was signed into law by former Governor Bruce Rauner back in, it was 2018, correct? And it was, was it immediate?
No, it took about 18 months, and that's
okay.
Kind of a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want to make sure we do it right.
Right.
And it took some retooling in our laboratories. It took some readjustments in each of our hospitals that do the testing. And,
yeah.
You know, it just took some time.
Yeah.
And but now we're doing it, and I don't have updated numbers, but I know we're starting to make some awareness to this.
Yeah, I had a daughter born last year in July, and you know she was screened for it, and so you know along with several other things, which I'm like, hey, the My main man, Dan. Danimal, he did that one. And, you know, Tracy, Randy, we'll turn to you guys a little bit. You know, can you talk a little bit about what this experience has been like for you, maybe leading up to getting the legislation, and then also, you know, leading up to August being Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month?
It means a lot. Lily was a premature baby, so after I think 11 months of questioning and just kind of missing out on life in general, because you know, you're almost begging, to the point of begging someone to listen to you, that something's just not right.
Right.
Now just knowing that every baby in Illinois won't go through that as severe as symptoms anyway.
Right.
There's not three FDA approved treatments. When Lily was diagnosed, there was none. When we started advocating, there was one approved treatment. So there's three available now, and the earlier the detection, the better the prognosis for the individual, not just the affected individual, but the family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
well, and you know, it, like Dan says in the resolution, is that, you know, you have these kids that are full of life, and there's one thing. If there's one way I could describe Lily so far in the 5 minutes that I've been around her, is that she's very full of life. I know my three-year-old would probably steal that bubble camera from her, but you know, and you know, leading through this, you know, it's got to be somewhat a sense of relief. You know, maybe bittersweet might be the best word to describe it. Maybe is that a safe assessment?
Yeah, definitely. We are beyond grateful for the families before us as they put their kids in the clinical trials. They, you know, these parents fought so hard to get a standardized treatment or plan of care.
Right.
And because early on they were told, you know, take your baby home and love them because they won't live past the age of two. And these moms were like, no. And they really fought. And they kind of give us the strength to know that it's important to help the families after you.
Right.
As much as it is, you know.
Right.
Your own family.
Right. And, you know, well, Evan, I'm going to turn to you. You know, is there anything that, you know, you would say to a sibling of someone who has a sibling that's going through something like this? What's the experience been like for you?
Sometimes their bones can be weak, and sometimes they have to do treatments every day.
And it's hard to see, at least to start off with, and it's not really something maybe you might not get used to at first, you know, but, you know, it's important to be a big brother, and you know, from what I've learned so far, it sounds like you are one, a good big brother. How old are you now?
9.
And what grade are you going into?
4th.
How's your summer going?
Good.
Favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Good pick.
And if I could, Todd, that's one of the things that in Springfield we have once a year. We have this, what's the word I'm looking for, Tracy? The group to come down.
The rare
disease group to come in. And one of the things that were stressed 2 years ago was how much effect on the siblings and the entire family with one sick child. And I think that's something that has really brought more awareness too. And that's, Evan's been a good big brother and been a supporter the whole time along, and not knowing that.
Yeah.
This is something special for him too.
Right.
And one of the things I've learned in this business is there's nothing like the passion of a mother with a sick child. I've said that so many times over different things. And Tracy certainly has that strong passion here, and the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to help Lily continue to grow
Well, and it's admirable to see. I lost a nephew to CHARGE syndrome, and he was 2 years old, and you know, there's very little known about CHARGE syndrome, and so it was one of those things that it could have been caught early, but not really anybody knew what to do about it. And so it's one of those where you kind of wish it was screened right there at birth, and now that it is, you know, it's admirable to see that, you know, now other families, you know, you know what they're going through, and you know, I guess what's next? You know, what does the future hold now? I mean, there's treatments that she goes through. What's a typical day, week, month? What's that like for Lily now?
Oh, she gets up in the morning.
Kind of a loaded question, I know.
So, yeah, she plays with her brother like normal. She'll play with the toys around the house. But throughout the day, she has to do, like Evan said earlier, her treatments. So she has a cough assist machine that she has to use, a shaker vest. We have other multiple machines for if she's actually sick that we have to also bust out and give her those special treatments, like, you know, the suction machine for if she's got mucus and stuff going on. And yeah, it's just various different stuff we have to do throughout the day. She has a stander that we put her in. She has a kid walker to help strengthen her arms and straighten her legs to try to get her to be able to stand and walk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much a typical day.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of both of us working, and we right. work opposite shifts, so yeah.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I'd imagine with August upon us, you know, there's going to be plenty said about it. You know, I'm sure there's research tools that people can go to. Is there, you know, as far as maybe an event or some sort of an awareness, anything like that in the works?
There's the first Saturday of August is a candle lighting ceremony for SMA around the world, basically. At dusk, you know, if you can at dusk, just light a candle, just in honor and in memory of all the individuals fighting SMA. It's just kind of something that I don't even know how far back that goes, but
yeah,
that's, you can do that anywhere. You can do that as a group setting. You can just do it at your house. We usually use battery-operated candles and let the kids, right. you know, do some kind of fun. You bust them out
of Christmas decor.
Yeah.
You can use them twice a year now.
But I just want to add, too, like, along with Lily's daily treatment regimen, she beats her own drum. She, we kind of sometimes have to give and take with her because she wants to be six. She
You're
doesn't
right.
want to be, with all this medical, she doesn't want to be bogged down with all that. But sometimes we have to just make her, and that's hard.
Yeah,
but she understands that how important it is.
Right. Well, and you know, it's not fair, and it's, you know, nobody asked for this, and so, you know, I think, you know, I, you know, really appreciate you guys talking about it. I know it's not the funnest thing to talk about, but raising awareness is what I think the bottom line is, and I think you guys have done a pretty good job of that, of course, with Representative Dan Swanson as well, you know, and so, you know, that's a great thing. And Dana, real quick, a couple other things I did want to get to. You do have some other stuff coming up next week. Is that right?
Right. Next week is my annual Veteran Senior Fair that will take place. I have 4 days scheduled. August 3rd, we're in Mercer County at the VFW from 10 to 1:30. August 4th, 10 to 1:30, we're at the Moose Lodge in Princeton. And then August 5th, we're here at the Knights of Columbus from 10 to 1:30. We have over 30 exhibitors that will be there. We're continuing to add them daily. The Salvation Army called us yesterday and said, can we get a table? We said, absolutely. And then August 6th, we're at the Flemish American Club in Kewaunee. But the goal is, like I said, we've got over 30 exhibitors from the community, so veterans and seniors can meet different organizations who provide services to them. And I say it's a good day when all those exhibitors kind of huddle and find out where we have gaps in coverage and we start discovering what we can do differently. Mm-hmm. And then it's a warm heart feeling when you see veterans walk out with bags of information.
Oh yeah.
So come on out. I provide a free lunch. Each of the sites that are preparing a meal for me, and we'll have a bottle of water. We'll just have a good time and help our veterans and seniors meet people locally.
Okay. And it, you know, for more information, or maybe if you want to get involved, may reach out to you?
Sure. Call my office. Call Julie at 309-334-7474. And it's free for the exhibitors also. They just call and we ask if they need electricity. Some use electricity for displays, but there's no charge. A table for two or three, however many want at that table. It's up to them.
And this round, this is like the fifth or sixth round of
We didn't have it last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this would be round four or five, I guess.
But
it's been growing every year, and that's what it's all about, getting information and people's hands.
Right. And you know, anything else coming up? Anything I haven't asked possibly about? You go back to Springfield. Is it later next month?
Well, we go back in October for veto session, okay. But we may be going back, or most likely go back sometime in September. We'll have to vote on the congressional district maps, of course. Speaker Pelosi said no maps can develop for the congressional districts unless they use census data. We expect that census data to come here in mid-August. And, of course, the state maps were developed on faulty data, so fortunately the congressional maps were developed on what's supposed to be used, the census data.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Oh, very good. Randy, Tracy, anything else you guys would like to add? Yeah, Dan.
I would like Tracy to share with us what Lily goes to. You said there's three different treatments. Could you share with us what Lily's treatment is and how often that is?
Yes.
A little bit about that.
Lily started off just after she turned two. The first treatment approved through the FDA was Spinraza, so it's a lumbar puncture. 5 mL of spinal fluid is taken out, 5 mL of drug is put in. She's had 14 lumbar punctures.
Oh, wow.
The first three loading doses, the first two were 2 weeks apart, then a month apart, and then every 4 months. The second approved treatment is a gene replacement therapy, and that's for, I want to say newborn or age 2 to 2 years old, or 2 months, to 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
So that one, you know, she's too old for, but there's, with the newborn screening, that's going to be huge for those families.
Yeah.
Because it's a one-time IV injection.
Yeah.
And the one Lily does now is Evrysdi. So it's a once-a-day oral medication. Hers goes through her feeding tube, but she takes it at home.
Mm-hmm.
No more anesthesia, no more white medicine, as she calls it,
right?
For sedation. So that's been more than a blessing. And, I definitely just want to throw out there, thank you to our community. Our entire community has embraced us. Thank you to Dan for everything. And, you know, curasma.org is a great place to find the most accurate, up-to-date information. Events and different, you know, just kind of anything you need for spinal muscular atrophy. But I also want to give a shout out to the Galesburg firefighters. They're out there every year for Fill the Boot, and you know, we always try to get out there with them before COVID.
Yeah.
But that's Muscular Dystrophy Association, what they're doing, and that next Lily will be 7 in January, so I believe she'll be eligible to go to the camp that the MDA funds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where kids get to be, I want to say normal, but they get to be with their peers, and
right.
To them, it's there's no I can't do this and I can't do that. It's you know, in the research.
Right.
Clearly,
right.
I mean, we now have 3 approved treatments that we didn't have previously. So, a huge shout out to them and just everybody.
Oh yeah, it's been, it sounds like it's been such a journey, and I mean you're still on the journey, you know, but you already got Iron Man. You got a little Wonder Woman now too, so that's great.
Yeah.
But thank you guys very much for coming in. Dan, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time, Tyler. This
yeah,
and great, great.
Any more resources? Anything? You know, as far as next month comes with, you know, lighting the candles, whatever. Feel free to send it to us.
Okay.
We'll get it on our community events page, and we'll spread the word as best we can.
Okay. And Lily's Facebook page is Longevity for Lily. We try to keep her page updated, not with just her accomplishments, but kind of other stuff going on. So we'll try and keep, you know, a SMA awareness updates throughout the month, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, keep those coming to you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, the first time Lily was in front of a speaker, her and her mom were testifying before the Senate committee in Springfield. And Lily was sitting off to the side, getting a little restless. So, of course, Tracy picked her up. First thing Lily did was grab the microphone and started talking to the microphone, and how could you say no when you've got her speaking in that microphone? It just, the whole Senate committee just started laughing and rolling.
Well, I mean, to put it, full of life. I mean, what more? How else could you describe her? So yeah. Well, thank you guys again for coming in, and yeah, we'll look forward to some more awareness events and things going on in the near future. So thank you very much.